The chronic armor changes the quality of everything in the individual. We should not be able to discuss today, but make a note for next time. The change of qualities of everything that happens from now on. And the instinct which was a love before the armor comes out either as sadism or
fear.
Fear of what?
Fear of movement.
Fear of movement, what else?
Crying.
Crying instead of just simply going out and stuff, what else?
This is talking about
this. Yes, then. You can take that, go ahead. That means on this side of the armor, certain things begin to happen, right? To develop.
You can hold your secondary drives there.
They are secondary drives. What?
Somatic.
Wait a minute, don't say it generally. That's very specific now. Examples.
Well, ulcers, palpitations.
Palpitations, very good. Is palpitation such a symptom which would appear on the other side of the armor?
Yes.
You're clear? Right? That means palpitation would be the result of a breakthrough of surplus armor which was not, surplus energy which was not discharged.
Intestinal disturbances.
That's right. Intestinal disturbance. That's right. All symptomatology. Exactly. Whatever appears after an armor has been formed on the other side of the armor, on the outside, is clinical pathology, symptomatology. Okay. Now we would have to analyze in each single case what happened in each single case specifically. And how this energy broke through? But what energy broke through is surplus energy from the armor, because the armor was not able to bind all the energy. Is that logic now? That's clear. And that is a formulation which fits all cases. There's no exception to that. And here you have to distinguish between the symptoms which are expressed. That is Freudian clinical pathology. You understand? As far as psychology goes, on the outside. And the armoring is what now? Well, what would you compare it in its relation to the symptoms? What is it? Doctor, no, we can't.
Psychological?
What? No, energetically.